Let's go into the word. Let us agree in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your spirit that you've so richly given unto us upon your resurrection. Our hearts are full with thanksgiving. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask and receive this morning that truth of God's word is taught with clarity and with precision. There is no confusion as God's word comes this morning. There is no confusion as God's word comes this morning. Our hearts are receptive to receive the truth of God's word. There is no confusion and contradiction in this atmosphere. At the end of today's meeting, as saints, we are edified, and Christ alone is glorified. Hallelujah. Let's just continue in the word of God this morning. If you have the Bibles, which I believe you should be with, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Hallelujah. You know, Paul writes to Timothy, his spiritual son, and it says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make wise unto what? Salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." So Paul tells Timothy that from when you began as a saint, you've been able, or you know, that the holy scriptures, the word there holy, means set apart. So the set apart scriptures, that is the writings, yeah, of the prophets, they are able to make thee wise. The word there wise deals with being skillful. Yeah, they're able to make thee skillful concerning what? Salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. It says all scriptures are given by inspiration, verse 16. They are profitable for what? For what doctrine? The word their doctrine is the word their teaching. So they are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that a man of God might be truly furnished unto all good works. Hallelujah. So we've seen clearly that scriptures are to make us wise concerning what? Salvation. Look at Acts of the Apostles, chapter 26. Acts chapter 26, verse 22. Acts 26, verse 22. Paul says this. He says, "Having obtained, therefore, help of God, I continue until this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying no other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come to pass." So it means that on the teachings or from the teachings of Paul, he's not saying anything different from what the prophets and Moses did say should come to pass. Are we together? So it means that the prophets and Moses, they were saying something will come to pass. Is that true? Are we here? They were saying something was to come to pass. Paul is saying, "I'm saying nothing else than what they were saying." So it means that from the teachings of Paul, you will see the writings of Moses and the prophets. Look at verse 2, verse 23. See what it says. So remember, he's telling you that I'm saying no other thing than the prophets have been saying. He now tells you in the next verse, he says, that Christ should what? And that he should what? Be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. So it means that in the writings of Moses, in the writings of the prophets, they were talking about Christ will suffer and what? Rise from the dead. Are we together? Yes, look at verse 24. "And as he spoke for himself, Festus said with a loud voice," he says, "Paul, thou art beside thyself." You know what he says? He says, "Much learning doth make thee mad." You know what that means? Too much knowledge is making you skillful in madness. Hallelujah. He says, too much knowledge, too much learning doth make thee mad. This is one of the scriptures a lot of people allude to say that Paul was a lawyer. From scriptures, Paul was a tent maker. Are we together? He was doing tent. That was his profession. Just leave it there. If you study law, it's fine. Hallelujah. We are not under the law. So he says, too much learning makes. So it means that Paul's teaching had its foundation in the writings of the prophets. You know, over the last week, we've emphasized how Jesus' teaching had its foundation where? In the writings of the prophets and Moses. Look at Matthew's Gospel 28, verse 18. Matthew's Gospel 28, verse 18. It says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power," the word their power is authority, "is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Where is Jesus teaching from? the writings of Moses. The first person to use heaven and earth in the Bible is the man called Moses. Let's recite Genesis 1 verse 4 together. 1, 2, 3, go. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. So when Jesus says, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth, he now says, go ye therefore in that authority. You see, the church, what you call the church today, started from this conversation. Now, Acts 1 verse 2, 3 tells you that Jesus taught for 40 days. So what you see as three verses, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, he was teaching for 40 days. He now tells them, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you until the end of the world. So Jesus never said goodbye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, there was no time in Jesus' ministry that he said bye. Are we together? Yeah, John will tell you that I go and I will come. Yeah, and I will go and you will see me. So Jesus, we have an assurance from the lips of Jesus, I am with you. Say, Jesus is with me. Say, Jesus is with me. So we see clearly that the church began from this conversation. So Matthew records it, Luke records it, Luke chapter 24, verse 24. Certain of them went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. And then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophet has spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and the prophets, yeah, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So what did Jesus use to explain his resurrection? The writings of Moses and the prophets. Are we together? John 1:45 says, Philip findeth Nathanael and says unto him, behold he whom Moses in the law and the prophets did say should come or did write about. Who is that? Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. John 5:46, he says, 45 says, I have not come to accuse you as your father, as even your father did. Yeah, but if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. He says, if you believe not his writings, right, how shall you believe my words? So, for you to say you believe Jesus, you must believe Moses. Are we together? Are we together? So, the question now becomes, how do we read, you know, how do we read the writings of Moses? How do we read the writings of the prophets? Jesus said, they spoke about me. Paul said, they spoke about Christ. But the word Jesus, the word Christ, we don't see it in any translation in Genesis to Malachi. So how did they write? It means as a wise student of the Bible, you must sit where their audience sat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you see something? They had the scriptures to themselves, right? And they thought that he was going to be the one. Look at Luke 24:21. But we are taught that it will be he who will redeem Israel. He says, but we trusted that it had been he we should redeem Israel. And beside all this, to this day is the third day since these things were done. Now, let me ask you a question. Did they believe that Jesus was to redeem Israel? Did they believe Jesus was to redeem Israel? Beautiful, they did. Were they wrong? Were they wrong? Okay, let me ask you a question. Was Jesus supposed to redeem Israel? Was Jesus supposed to redeem mankind? Right? So, what did they think? Now, I've told you over time that in history, history shows that at this point in time, they had an imposter in power. Yeah, the Roman guys were in power. So it's like Nigeria being ruled by a president from Chad. That's not deep. Don't connect it to what people are saying. I just said my own innocently. Yeah? So it's like Nigeria being ruled by a president from... No, don't Chad. Another country. Another country. So, when they now say, we trust one man. His name is J. Say J. Say J. Say O. Say O. Say S. Say S. Say H. Joshua. He's coming to redeem. He will come. He will go to Assoville and throw everywhere upside down and start doing giveaway. So they had thought that Jesus was coming to redeem the political sphere of the world. But no, he didn't come for the politics of any country. He came for the politics of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is politics of God? The forgiveness of sins. The indwelling of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Yeah. So they are thought. So he says, we thought he was the one that redeemed. So you know, so they were going through oppression. Yes, God has sent our man to us. He will come and just throw everywhere. So they believed he will redeem Israel, but they did not believe aright. So what did Jesus call them? Oh, fools. What they're fools, that means you are not thinking deep. Are we together? He says you are not thinking deep. Our beloved brother Paul, who is a mentee of Jesus, used the same word from Galatians 3. Oh, foolish Galatians. He now tells you 3 verses after, are you so foolish? Simply means you are not thinking deep. You are thinking on the surface level. Are we together? Are we together? So, what did Jesus do in verse 24? Bible says, beginning at Moses. So, Jesus began from the beginning. Hallelujah. I said again, Jesus began from the beginning. So, as a student of Jesus, where should you begin? From the beginning. So, we must carefully see how the writers of scriptures wrote about Jesus and his sufferings. How together? Now, remember these things. I'm going to recall us back to this. God's word is communicated in what? Human language. Remember that? Remember that? Yeah? God's word is communicated in human language, even though not human philosophy. Are we together? So, no matter how hard you try, if you miss the mode of communication, you most likely miss the content. I'll say that again. Yeah? If you miss the mode of communication, you will most likely miss the content. Let me give you an example. You know, if I say, Brother Ayo, he kicked the bucket last week. Brother Ayo kicked the bucket last week. What does kick the bucket mean? Figure of speech of what? He slept. Are we together? But if I tell you, Brother Ayo kicked the bucket, and next thing you're saying, which bucket is that? Eh? Which bucket? Is it iron bucket? Is it plastic bucket? Or, you know, in the Yoruba culture, the Greekian part of the Yoruba culture, they'll say something called ebin pami. Right? Ebin pami is a what? Greek word, right? Yeah? For saying, hunger is killing me. But when somebody tells you ebin pami, what you're really saying is, I'm hungry. Can hunger kill you? Yes. Have you all witnessed hunger? Right, you sound with so much conviction. Yeah. What you say, but look at, if you say hunger kill me, are you dead? Are we together? So you must understand the mode. For instance, so language barrier is an important point to note in Bible interpretation. Yeah, the Yorubas, for instance, will say otami. Otami in the Yoruba kingdom, yeah, is what? The Yoruba part of Jerusalem. Is what? My enemy. Yeah? A neighboring state beside the Yoruba state, the Kogi people, when they say Otami, they mean my friend. Are we together? So if someone from Kogi writes a letter to the Kogi people and he says Otami, they understand what he means. Do you understand? So if a Kogi lady writes a letter to a Kogi man and says Otami is coming to visit you, what will you do? Oh, let him come. When is he coming? But if a Kogi woman writes, my Otami is coming to visit you, to a Yoruba man, what will he do? Prepare to run. War approaches. Are we together? So, you must sit where the audience sat to understand what the author is saying. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Look at John 1:1. We looked at this on Wednesday, and we're trying to deal with heaven and earth. Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word there, word, is the Greek word logos. I'll spell it for you. The word there, word, is the Greek word logos. L-O-G-O-S. So, in the beginning was the logos. Now, that logos is a word that deals with content of a message, or the theory of a message. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was what? God. Hallelujah. So what is John telling you? Right from the beginning, God's Word has been made available. Are we here? Are we here? Are you home? Yeah, forget they told you at the door, welcome home. Are we home? We are here, we are in church, right? Glory to God. So, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Look at verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 3. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4. Let's read verse 4 together. 1, 2, 3, go. In Him was what? Life. And the life was the light of men. So when Moses says, in the beginning God created the heavens and earth, and He said, let there be what? Light. What did Paul tell us? 2 Corinthians 4:3. The light of the glorious gospel of Christ. So in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. So go back now, look at verse 14. Look at verse 14 quickly. He says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. So look at it. Look at it. Everyone look at me. In verse 2, it tells us the Word was God. Is that true? So can we replace Word with God anywhere we see Word? Yeah. So, and the Word was made flesh. What does that mean? And God was made flesh. So God did not send Jesus to the earth to die for our sins. God came as Jesus to die for our sins. That's very important to note. Are we together? I'll say that again. God did not send Jesus to die for our sins and was watching Him. God came as Jesus to die for our sins. So the sacrifice of Jesus was never to God. Because if you say the sacrifice was to God, it is you are trying to appease God. God knows the end from the beginning, so what you do cannot shock Him. Are we together? So, Jesus is God made flesh. Not Jesus is... So, we see the concept of Son. So, God Himself put on flesh. Are we together? God Himself put on flesh to become our neighbor. So, God is the first person to love thy neighbor. Are we here? Are we here? So, God became man and lived amongst men. That's what it tells you. When it says, the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. But now, the becoming flesh was so that He would die and resurrect and dwell in us. Are we here? So, He says, the Word was made flesh and will beheld His glory. The glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Now, this same person is the one in verse 4. It says, in Him was what? Life. And the life was the light of men. Say, Jesus is the fullness of light. Say that again. Say, Jesus is the fullness of light. So, Jesus is not touch light. Are we together? Jesus is not phone light. Jesus is light. So to Christians in our faith, our light is a person. Are we together? This same person tells you that Moses wrote about me. Are we here? So go back to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. So he says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, last week we established that heaven is used to speak about what? God's activity. Can you recall that? And we said earth deals with where man stays or about man's activities. And we said heaven and earth was Moses' way of communicating a union between humanity and divinity. Are we here? Have you gone home? If you are here, say amen. Amen. If you are here, say oh me. Beautiful. So we're here, right? So in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now look what it says in verse 2. We can all quote verse 2, can we? Can we all quote verse 2? Yeah, let's read it together. Verse 2, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. So the earth was without form and void. Amen. Did he say anything about the heaven? So he says the earth was without form and void. So when you say the earth was without form and void, your mind should not go to the earth is different from the face of the deep and face of the waters. No, the face of the waters is the earth. The same thing. Are we together? So a good way to read that would be, and the earth was without form and void. The word there, without form and void, is tohu-buhu. Remember that word? Tohu-buhu. Right? And it simply means nothing. Are we together? So the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth. Did I read that well? Did I read that well? Yeah. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the earth. Are we together? So what does verse 3 now say? Look at verse 3. He says, let there be what? Light. What did John 1 say? In him is life. And the life was the light of men. What does 2 Corinthians 4:3 says? But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, whom the God of this world has blinded their heart, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, to shine on their hearts. Verse 6, for God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has shone in our hearts. Yeah? The knowledge of the Lord. Yeah? He has shone in our heart that light. So, the Bible opens with a solution to darkness on earth. Are we here? I'll say that again. The Bible opens up with the solution to darkness on earth. What is solution to darkness on earth? Light. What is light? The gospel. The light of the glorious gospel. So, let there be light means that let the gospel be made available. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Let's look at something quickly. Go to Genesis 1:26. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Please, if you've been sleeping throughout this series, wake up. Are we together? Let's read verse 26 together. 1, 2, 3, go. So God said, let us make man in our image. Read verse 27. 1, 2, 3, go. God created man in his own image, right? In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Who is writing this? Moses. Who is writing this? Moses. Who was the audience Moses wrote to? The Israelites. Where were they found? In Egypt. So it means that the vocabulary that Moses was, remember Acts chapter 7 verse 22 shows us that Moses was well skilled in the wisdom of the Egyptians. Are we together? So the knowledge he will communicate with is to the degree of his understanding. So when he says image, they know what image means. Are we together? Yeah. So he says God created man in his image. In the image of God, now look at this, everyone. In the image of God, created he him. Male and female created he them. There are three personalities there. He says him. He says male. He says female. So there's a him, there's a male, there's a female. Who is the him? It can't be you and I. What did Jesus say? If you believe Moses, you will believe me, for he wrote of me. Are we together? So he says, God created him in the image of God, created he him, male and female created he them. Let me tell you something. God's plan from time has been for man and woman to be found in him. Women are not an afterthought of God. Are we here? If we can understand this, there is no need putting feminist on your profile. If mankind can understand that women are not an afterthought, that's why we say something. The gospel is the solution to mankind's problem. After all, we see in Genesis 1, the gospel, let there be light. That's the solution to darkness on the earth. What do I mean? I don't mean if you have the gospel, you'll not be poor. No. But the solution of mankind's problem is, what does that mean? If I understand that God forgive me, I will forgive easily. If I understand that God's love is for everyone, I will not hoard everybody's money in my pocket. So, he says, so God created man in his own image. That's why Paul now tells you, there is neither male, nor female, nor Jew, nor Greek in Christ. So, Moses says, God created man in his own image. Now, let's pay attention to the word image. The word image is the Hebrew word tselem. I'll spell it for us. T-S-E-L-E-M. I'll spell it for us. The word their image is the word tselem. 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 So, tselem, yeah, it's spelled T-S-E-L-E-M. Now, tselem is the word, the Hebrew word, that implies a physical representation of an unseen being. I'll say it again. The word image is the Hebrew word tselem that speaks about a physical representation of an unseen being. And I'll tell you why that word is that way. Say it again. The word tselem is the Hebrew word that speaks about a physical representation of an unseen being. Are we following here this morning? Now, the word tselem is a physical representation of an unseen being. Now, in that time, when they were in Egypt, there were so many gods. Are we here? Are we here? In that time, when they were in Egypt, there were so many gods. That is why when Moses would want to give an instruction to the people, Moses will ask, who should I say sent me? Because those people, they know Shango, they know Batanla, they know Amadioha, they know Jada one again, Demola, Yemoja. So, if I go and say God, when they say God, they'll be asking themselves, which God? Which God? So what did he say? He says, tell them I am sent you. Right? I am. Right? We'll look at that carefully in a full series in a full episode under this series. Right? So he says, tell them I am. So it will mean that Moses communicating I am to them will be the first time they're understanding about the person I am. Why? Because they knew every other God apart from I am. Or they acknowledged every other God apart from I am. And this was the problem, dear saints. Listen to this carefully. The reason was because mankind has a tendency to exalt what is physically seen than what is not seen. Do you understand? So in their minds, they understood God when they saw a figure. Did you get that? They understood God when they saw a figure. So there were so many figures. That's what image. A physical representation of an unseen being. That's why you go to some people's houses, when you turn to the back, you see an image. Are we together? You go to a shrine. What do? You see an image. That is why our faith, our conviction, our faith is a religion of faith. We don't see but believe. Jesus left the cross, and they started asking him, where did the nail enter? And he said, blessed are those who see not but believe. That's why we are called believers. Amen? So, the word their image is what God... Oh, gracious Father, thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, because mankind wanted to see an image, or mankind needed to see an image, that is why we see Jesus as the image of God. Are we here? So, Jesus is the image of God that will quench the thirst of man wanting to see a physical representation. I'll say that again. Jesus is the image of God that will quench the thirst of man wanting to see a physical representation. So, image of God, the image there is the word tselem. So when he says God, you know, when we're younger, You know, when somebody insults you, say, see your big head, say, I'm in the image of God. Look at yourself now. Yeah, I'm in the image of God. Are we together? None of us look like God except in Christ. Are we together? Yeah. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah, so the image there speaks of a physical representation. Now, it was a word that was used in Egypt, yes, in their day and time for idols crafted to represent unseen beings. Is what I'm saying. Yeah, it was a word, the word Seselem, it was a word used in Egypt to, yes, for idols crafted to represent unseen beings. How is it together? Now, some of you might be asking, this man, why are you always going to Greek and Hebrew? The Hebrew word is, Pastor, you say, the letter killeth. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Let me tell you something. Eh? A lot of us, when we say the Holy Spirit revealed this to us, it's just our unrenewed minds. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah? What we call the Holy Spirit reveals to us is our unrenewed minds. See, I was listening to someone say something one day. See, and the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God took me to John 7. I said, look at John 7. And I went to John 7 and he said, Spirit of God, what will you have me say here? And when he said, go to verse 37. I went to 37. You know, he said, and Jesus came and stood unto them, saying, he that is thirsty, let him come and drink. Right? You know, and the next verse now says, for the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You see, that's why as believers, you don't sing songs like, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Why? Because it says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Man of God, sister of God, you don't have the ability to give river of living water. You are that man who was thirsty that came to drink. So when it says, as the scripture had said, it was speaking about a person. Jesus is the one who supplies the water that quenches the thirst of man, which is what? Darkness. I say that again. Jesus is the one that supplies the water that quenches the thirst of mankind, which is darkness. So, all that thing that person said about the Spirit of God tapping him is just bobo. You know what they call bobo? Hebrew way, this time not Greek, is the Hebrew way of saying, they are just whining you. Eh? That's why as saints, even when I talk, you listen attentively. Reason through what I say. How together? Not just because I'm wearing suits, standing in front of you. Don't let anybody bobo you. You see, there is a dimension that you cannot ascend to. Yeah? There are some portals you cannot unlock. Dear people of God, all portals of God are found in Christ. Are we together? All portals of God, all dimensions are found in Christ. Now, why do we use Hebrew and Greek? The Bible wasn't written in English. So someone was saying one day, you would just be saying the Greek word for that, the Hebrew word is that. Read the Bible. The Bible in itself is complete. A lot of words were interpreted and taken out of context. A lot of words were translated wrongly. Are we together? But the Bible is the complete word of truth. The only complete word of truth you can find in the Bible is when you properly explain scriptures. So when you call the Bible the word of truth, not everything written is true. Are we together? The Bible is the word of truth, but not everything written is true. Are we together? So the Bible is a accumulation of several stories speaking about a person and what he has to offer. Jesus, an offering of salvation. But you ask them, how many versions do you use? And at the same people that will tell you, Pastor, allow us to use our phones in church because our phone opens us to various versions. Why are you looking for another version? Is King James saying the same thing as Amplified Bible? Eh? Is NIV saying the same thing as New King James? That's why sometimes, and some things we do are very interesting. Some people, there are some verses of the Bible they prefer Amplified. Because it speaks to them more. Sometimes Amplified version just amplifies the error. Psalm 2 verse 8. Today is my birthday. Name it. What do you want? Cities for your inheritance. Yeah? So, we must be able to be painstaking in our deliberation, in our study, to go back to the original words. Do you understand how King James makes us feel like we're the image of God? Why? Because in the previous verse, he told you that the image of God will have dominion over the fishes of the air. Yeah? But we need to pay attention to what Moses was saying. So, God created man. The word image, like I said, is the word that speaks of a physical representation for an unseen being. So, making man in the image of God will be Moses' way of explaining the visibility of God to humanity. I'll say it again. That's very important to take note of. Yeah, Moses' use of image of God will be Moses' way to explain the visibility of God in humanity as a human being. Remember, image is a word used to speak of a physical representation of the unseen. So God, who is unseen, came as the image so that he can relate with the minds of men. Are we together? Are we together? So Moses was writing to a people. Moses did not write to you. Moses wrote to a people for our learning. Yeah? How together? So you can't afford to pick scriptures out of context. Before I formed you, I knew you. Did I say God does not know you? I didn't say that. But that verse was not to you. Write the vision, make it plain. Let he that read it will run with it. It's not to you. The prophets and Moses, they wrote to a people. We must sit where they sat to see what they saw and what they did not see. Why? Because Jesus now brings the full revelation of the person of God. Are we together? So, the image of God will be a physical being. Let this make sense, right? The image of God will be a physical being or a representation of the unseen God. And let me now tell you something. And by extension, it will begin a new race. Did you get that? By extension, he will begin a new race. Remember, Jesus said, if you have believed Moses, you would have believed me, for Moses wrote of me. John 5. Are we together? Are we together? So, Genesis 1. Now say, God created man in his own image, right? In his image. In the image of God, created he him, male and female, created he them. So, that him is not Adam. Are we here? Because if you say the him is Adam, who is the male? Did you see that? Did you see that? If you say the him is Adam, who is the male? Are we together? So, when Moses now tells you Adam fell into a deep sleep, that Adam that fell into a deep sleep is this him. Yes? So, the rib that came out from Adam is not a female gender, but a species of male and female. Am I confusing you? Let me take it back. Remember, we've thought about Adam fell into a deep sleep. Is that true? What is Adam fell into a deep sleep? Christ died, right? And what is Adam rose up again? Christ resurrected. So, what is the rib that God took out from Adam? Is that in the death and resurrection of Jesus, the woman is formed. Now, that woman is the Eve in our minds we have had. But that woman really is the church. Ephesians 5. We've taught that, right? Yeah? So, Adam fell into a deep sleep. Moses was writing about Jesus. So, Adam will die. That is, Jesus will die. And upon resurrection, the rib of his ribs will come out. That is the church. Are we together? Now, this is what I'm trying to say here. The woman that came out from the rib of Adam is not a female gender, but a male and female species found in that gender, Eve. Adam, brother Moses, please come. This is Jesus, who is Adam that Moses spoke about. Ephesians 5 explains it. So, Jesus slept. Are we together? Right? And let me say it better. Adam slept, and God opened up Adam in our ideology and brought out a rib and created a woman. Jesus tells you Moses spoke about me. Paul tells you I speak about the mystery between Christ and the church. that if this is Jesus that died and resurrected, there's a rib that came out of Jesus. That rib is not a female gender, but a male and female gender in that rib. Did you get that? Did you get that? That's why it says him, male and female. Did you get that now? Did you get that? So when you say created he, him, male and female is a combination of the rib, which is the heavenly Jerusalem. Are we together? The church of the firstborn, Hebrews 12. Are we together? So, wait, go back to this, please. Thank you. So, in the image of God, created he him. That means God needed to show to mankind a physical representation of what mankind could not see. That is why you see in the Old Testament books, yeah, a lot of things that happened from the supernatural, they attributed it to God. They just was like, since there's a God we have not seen, everything we cannot explain is for him. They say, we have a God that can do and undo. Oh, gracious Father. Our God does it and he does it perfectly and it's done once. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah? Yeah? So, when it says, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he what? Them. So, we need to pay attention to, remember what Jesus said. We explained today. Jesus says, if you believe Moses, you believe what? Me, for Moses wrote of me. What did Paul say? Acts 26:22, having obtained the help of God, I continue therefore this day to say no other thing than the prophet and Moses did say should come to pass, right? That Christ should suffer and be the first to rise from the dead. Are we together? Are we together? So it means that in listening to Paul, you listen to what the prophet said. Listen to what Moses said. Now, let's see what happens in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 to 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 to 5. It says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Now, the word there lost, will it be in reference to those in darkness? Are we here? Are we here? So, the gospel is hid to those in darkness. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel is the light of God to save mankind from darkness. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So, he now says in verse 4. Let's read verse 4 together. Please, carefully, let's follow. 1, 2, 3, go. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel. Hold on. The word there, image, is the word there, what? Teselem in the Hebrew. But in the Greek, is eikon. E-I-K-O-N. In the Greek. So, the Hebrew word is selem. T-S-E-L-E-M. Yeah, and the Greek word is eikon, E-I-K-O-N. Now, let me ask you, so let me allow you to write that down, yeah? So, E-I-K-O-N. So, the image of God is the icon of God. A feel, yeah, that's what you call in Spanish and all of that, yeah? So, when Paul says image of God, where is he teaching from? Genesis now. But Moses, Paul told us that he's not saying anything different from what Moses and the prophets said should come to pass, that Christ. So, what does Paul make you see in this verse? Everyone look at me, please. So, in whom the what? Had what? Which believe not? Lest the what? So, this light, Genesis 1 verse 3. Genesis 1 3. God said, let there be light. Right? Of the glorious gospel of Christ. Are we together? Who is the image? Genesis 1 27. Are we here? So in Genesis, in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4, he's teaching from Genesis 1 verse 3 and verse 27 and everything in between. All together. So in this verse, who does Paul call the image of God? All together. So Paul makes us to see that when Moses said image of God, in the image of God created he him. Who is the image of God? Christ. In case you're not sure, go to Hebrews 1. Go to Hebrews 1, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. I think I've done a correction to this verse in time past, right? Yeah, and let me just for those of us who might not know that. So when it says God who at sundry times, there's a rearrangement of words there. Yeah, so this is saying that God at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the Father by the prophet. When God talks, his voice is clear. Are we together? So God doesn't talk in diverse manners. Man can hear in diverse manners, but God's voice is clear. Are we together? Are we here? So when it says God in diverse manners spoke unto the Father, no, in the real sense, a good way, I think I can recommend that teaching for anyone who wants to listen to that again. Yeah, so a good way to read Hebrews 1 verse 1 will be what? The prophet at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in the time past unto the fathers. Did you see that? Did you see that? Yeah, so that God in verse 1, we enter verse 2. Look at verse 2 now. God hath in this, you get that? You get that? So God hath in these last days spoken to us by his son. The word thereby is better used as in his son. Did you get that? So God hath in these last days spoken to us by the revelation of the son. So Jesus is the voice of God to mankind. Hallelujah. Jesus is the word of God to mankind. He says, who he hath appointed heir of all things. Now, is he saying that Jesus is the one that will inherit everything on the land? Are we together? You know, when you read this verse in layman's language, it says, who are the appointed heir of all things? By whom also he made the worlds. Dear saints, be careful. Let's leave that for today. Look at verse 3. Let's read verse 3 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Brightness of his glory. And the what? Hold on. Who is the express image of his person? Christ. So Christ is the express image of his person. So Christ is the physical representation that God reveals to mankind, to humanity. So we read 2 Corinthians. Who is the image of God in 2 Corinthians? Who is the image of God in 2 Corinthians? Who is the image of God here? So who being the brightness of his glory? Hallelujah. The express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins. So, the heir of all things will be those who are found in the purging of sins. Are we here? When it says he's the heir of all things, it doesn't mean he's the one that will inherit all the cars. No. Yeah, he's the heir of those people. Yeah, so that's what they call. Let's cover that later. Yeah, so he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Yeah, so sat down is just a figurative expression to show how far or to the extent the work has been done. Are we together? You know, we grew up believing that Jesus is at the right hand of God. How many of you believe that? How many of you believe that Jesus is at the right hand of God, right? Beautiful, yeah? So, you know, you have God here, then Jesus in a smaller stool. Yeah? Then who's at the left? Holy Spirit. So God, now when he saw the wickedness on earth, my boy, go down. No. Jesus is the God on the throne who sits as the Son on the right hand. I'll say it again. Let me show you something quickly. In Colossians 1:12, it says, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Right? Look at verse 13. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness, and at what? Translated us into the kingdom of his what? Dear son. Now look at verse 14. In whom we have what? Redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now let's read verse 15 together, everybody. The firstborn of every creature. So is Jesus the firstborn of every creature on earth or the believers? Is he the firstborn of lions? Eh? So when it says every creature, it's speaking about the believer. The next few verses we'll explain that on Wednesday. It speaks about the believers. So the image of God is what? The person of Jesus. Are we together? So it means that Jesus is the image of God where man and woman is to be found in. Are we together? I'll say that again. Jesus is the image of God that Moses spoke about to speak about what? Male and female being found in him. So what is Moses really saying? Moses is saying that in Christ there's equality. Are we here? Are we here? In Christ there is equality. Look at Galatians. Galatians 3:26. For ye are all the children of God by faith. Is this saying everybody on earth is a child of God? No, only those that are by faith received. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, ye are all children of God by faith where in Christ Jesus. Look at verse 26, 27. For as many of you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, you have put on what? Christ. Now look at verse 28. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in him. Can we replace Christ with him? The him of Genesis 1:27. Are we here? So we are all what? One in him. So what does that mean? The gospel is the balance, or the gospel is the equality sign that mankind needs. Are we together? Yeah, the gospel is the equality sign that mankind needs. If you can understand the gospel, there is really no need trying to fight for any gender. Because in the real sense, every gender will fight for every gender. So what is this verse saying? We don't recognize people in Christ based on their ethnicity. That's why it says no Jew nor Greek. How together? We don't recognize people in Christ based on their social status. That's why it says neither born nor free. So slave is as equal to the master in Christ. Interesting to think that because you are in Christ, you are born to be the master. No. If everybody becomes a Christian tomorrow, we will still have slaves. We will still have slaves. We will still have masters. Are we together? So Christianity doesn't exempt you from slave. It only exempts you from the slave to sin and death. So, Christianity brings freedom from slavery of bondage. Put together, not money. Prosperity isn't sorted in the gospel. If Paul knew, some people will lecture Paul and say he wasn't speaking by faith. When Paul would have just said, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither poor, there's neither rich nor richest, or there's neither rich nor rich. So Paul doesn't know the words of faith. You see, the only way salvation can affect that populace is when men expose their hearts to the truth of God's word and realize and see there's no need to amass everything to themselves and their family alone. Are we together? That's the only way where you can see real. So the real balance that mankind is fighting for is found in Christ. I'll close here. So, Paul says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all what? One in Christ. So, when we sing, we are one big happy family, the truth is that we are one big family. We are members of God's family. Are we together? We are members of God's family. So, God doesn't recognize people. That is why it is not a proper Bible teaching to say that there are positions in the church that women cannot occupy. Dear saints, a woman can lead you. Are we together? A woman can be your pastor. Because God's spirit in a man is not different from that in a woman. Yeah? God doesn't speak to a sister more than she speaks to you. The only reason is that cultural bias has brought that in our minds and will segregate the woman to a place. That is why it is your renewed mind that will make you see that women should keep silence in church and you think it's to keep short. Are we together? It is your renewed mind. Women, the Bible says, women keep silence in church. Women keep silence in church. So, can you imagine Paul, after he just finished any meeting, like the other woman will just be, they're saying long time. Is your renewed mind? Is what you've grown up seeing that women are for the kitchen? altogether. Women are for cooking. Why men are to look for food outside? As I, you know, there's a question that's going up and down. Say, if your own wife is the breadwinner, will you marry her? You said, why can't you be the onions winner? Eh? If she's even the breadwinner, let's say she's doing fresh bread, do on living bread. Be a winner of something. Just bring something to the table. But because we believe that women are the ones that, no, kitchen, honey. And she understands. It means wash clothes. And I say, so men, when they realize that their women are the ones washing their clothes for them, what do? They use one boxer per day. When they were living alone, it's 1 week, you only see one boxer. You just see the man who just come out for work. You just see the boxer, you just hang it. You hang it on the hang. And what I did, I said, I want fresh air to blow on it. Eh? But once you are now the woman that you can just say, if you want to pour my child, you're walking. That is why once believers come into a relationship, they must understand the love of God perfectly. That is what we aid a balance in your house. Are we together? God did not give you more fingers for washing plates. Say, tell them. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You know, I always say, people that always say, tell them, they are the ones that need the message the most. You too, if you know your husband has been out all day and you've been home all day, what do? You do what needs to be done. Yes. Eh? You see, because of the culture we find ourselves, we see a lot of people. Gather money, buy washing machine, buy dishwasher. That's why, as a man, when you think about that, see, relationships, I can assure you, if two believers come together to get married and they decide to walk in love for the rest of their life, that marriage can never separate. It's impossible. If two believers come together and decide to walk in love, if they decide to outdo themselves in the love walk, it cannot separate. Somebody offends you. Yeah? You call me. Maybe you call me back. I won't pick your call. Eh? I won't pick your call. You? Oh, suffer. What does love work say? You are a believer. You are living beside your reality. Let me tell you, if you offend me and I apologize to you, and I'm the one that makes an effort for us to move on. I'm the one that has grown spiritually, not you. So when you come together as a male and female, you must. That's why, as believers, you first see yourself as brothers and sisters before husband and wife. The reason why you have too many fights is because you first see yourself as a what? Husband, wife. You that I pay for your dowry. You look at you. I'm gonna call him my young back. And you too, some women too. When they marry you, you were having BSc, a BHND. Now you are now having master. I say, go back and pay more. Yeah? So why are we teaching this? In observing the love that Christ has dispensed towards the church, we exemplify that in our relationship with others. Are we together? As long as you don't see one higher than the other, you don't see one less than the other, how you greet a gate man should not be different from how you greet a boss. In the real sense. Are we together? Yeah? So, when you get into a relationship, for instance, you must see yourself first as, I am the one who Christ died for. And you see your partner as the one who Christ died for. Are we together? Not to offend you, so say, I'm not going to cook for you. You see, I should be going to enter the same car together. We will meet at the front. No. If you can decide to pay attention to God's law, as dispensed to the church. Yeah? Let it be that both of you are in a competition in your house. What's the competition? Who will outdo the other in love walk? Are we together? Yeah? You know, I will never assure you that there will not be quarrels or downtimes in your relationship. If you are living for years, right, and everything your partner does, I'm not saying you've lived for 20 years and understood yourself. You just started dating. You know, somebody says, when you are dating, you present the best.
When you marry, you see the rest. Word. You see, I should nod their head. Hey, Pastor, you are saying the reality. You are saying the reality. When you see, who is saying, who shouted there? When you are still dating, you are the sunshine that appeals to me like the rose of the valley. Yeah. You are the president of the heart that houses my country. Yeah. You are the city from which my, you know, it's so sweet. For the first night, all of you just go to the same room, you just sleep off. You just say, that next morning, you forget she's your city. You are not my city, you are my village. Do you understand? So then when you are toasting yourself at the phone, you know, when you want to sleep at night, you say, good night, have a lovely night. This time they woke you up. What am I eating? The wife will say yam. He says, it's only yam in this house. And I say, what do you want to eat? He say, I want just fried egg for me. I'll eat bread. I was like, but then you're giving your best. When you want, that's why, let me tell you, brother, if you don't start dating, let me tell you. When you start dating, don't start opening door for your wife. Oh. Eh? How can you be? I'm talking about when you are driving a car. And I'm not saying opening door when you are going to a restaurant or something. You can be a gentleman to any lady. And that one is not hard. But you are driving, you park. You now come, you now run down. And you doing the car, you are sitting down. Forget, this is the kind of grace you want. When it's now time for you to come down, you put the first leg first. The man will not still hold your leg. Don't start what you cannot finish. When it's time for, after the marriage, when you now marry, and you say, if your friends, they say, honey, you know. The man will just say, do like this. The man will say, do like this. You say, what are you saying, sir? Do like this. You say, do like this. You are not leprous. You don't have any health challenge. Your hands are complete. What happened to you, though? When you are sitting, your wife will call you, your fiance will call you, my honey, my car stopped on the middle of the road. I said, oh, where are you? As you are heading there, you called the mechanic to meet you there. Well, that one now. Open the bonnet. Over the phone, you say, open. You know, say, tell me, what can you see? You say, hey, what can you see? You say, I see battery. You say, you see that two terminal. Move around. No, Zazwana, are you putting this car in your car? Move. You say, look around. Do you see stone? You pick the first stone. You say, can you see the stone? You say, how heavy is the stone? You say, it's very heavy. So you say, the two terminal. That one, say, hit it hard. Then I say, have you hit it hard? I say, go and kick the car. You know, you're crew? You say, so leave the. Now that you're married, you have taught to mechanic, you have taught to instructor. But then, honey, where are you? Oh, don't do anything. Just if is the AC on, just remain in the car and leave the AC on. I'll be with you shortly. Are we together? Yeah, but dear saints, when it comes to the love walk, it's forever. Why? Because God, that's why Hebrews 13 says, let brotherly love continue. Are we together? Let brotherly love continue. It doesn't stop. See yourselves first as believers. Let me tell you something. See, once you start noticing that there are certain things you will overlook with other believers, and you will not overlook it with your wife, it means you are not seeing your wife as a believer first. Me too, that I'm talking this thing, I'm learning from this. I'll say it again. If there's something my wife will do to me, right, and I know that if a fellow sin does to me, I will easily walk in love with her more, it's because I'm not seeing her first as a believer. Because if I saw her as a believer, since I'll walk in love with another believer, I'll walk in love with her. Did you get that? So what is union of marriage? So Moses uses the teaching of Christ and the church to teach about the union that should be found as husband and wife. Now they say most of women, the best verse you can quote is women submit. Bible says submit, oh women submit. But are you loving and sacrificial? That's why even in that Ephesians, it says we submit ourselves. Look at Ephesians 5. Look at 22 first. Look at this. Oh, everybody look at me. Oh. What does 22 say? Wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands as unto the Lord. You know what we do? We jump to verse 22 and forget verse 21. Go back to verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another. Did you see that? Submitting yourself. So we just jump verse 21. I just go 22. Wives. I tell you. Yeah. Sometimes I'll have very, you know, some very interesting conversations with my wife, and you know, maybe everywhere is tensed. And what I just do, I just look at her, I just say, you know, I love you so much. It didn't mean that at the point I said it, I had moved on from what happened. But I realized that every time I bring that into our conversation, everything dies. Like, you begin to remember, what was I furious about? Like, I can't place it. But sometimes, you know, it will hook you. Something will tell you, say, I love you. Me, love you. Right? Forget it. you lie down your bed, you face the other side. After 10 minutes, she doesn't come to hold you. You just start looking at yourself. You'll be looking at the wall. That's the night you cut how many silly spaces you have in your room. They want to. You'll be doing my mass. Length times breadth. Oh, that's fine. That, so the area of this roof. That's why you look at the city to be counting. There are 5 boxes here. There are 4. That's 20. So you know, multiply length by breadth. That's 2L per hair. After your fiance, your husband now coming into the room, you know, you now say, it doesn't even act as if you exist. You just go and say, I just spray more perfume, I just wear this, so I just go. And you close your eyes as if you are waiting, you are just waiting for him to touch you. He doesn't now touch you. You know, like this, is in spray perfume, as if he just closed the door. After he just closed the door, he just saying, if you can point your attention to love work. So those of you that are still dating, always look beyond the best you are seeing. Are we together? Always look beyond the best you are seeing. Always look beyond it. And know, are you both ready to make up your mind to walk in love? That's why we call it believer's love walk. It's a walk. How do you walk? Not with your leg, in your mind. Are we here? Are we here? Say, I'm born of God. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Say, I forgive easily. Do you know why you forgive easily? Because you've received the man who gives forgiveness. One of these is I'll do a teaching. Remember the woman that was caught in adultery? Right? What did they want to do to the woman? They said, Moses said we should stone. Yeah, but we won't teach about that. We'll see that. But, yeah, Acts 4 tells you the stone which the builder rejected has come a chief cornerstone. Yeah, Romans 9 tells you that there's a stone, there's a rock in Mount Zion. So, are we supposed to stone the woman? Yes. What are we supposed to stone her with? Forgiveness. Are we together? Yeah? Because Christ is the stone. So, we stone the work at what people do to us. So, Brasam, now, I want you to start stoning your wife. Yeah, Sister Rose, too. You start stoning your husband. Your husband does something to you, you stone him. What are you stoning? The stone of forgiveness, the stone of compassion, the stone of a tender heart, because that's the heart you received upon salvation. Yeah, so is it wrong to stone? No, but the kind of stone you pick matters. Are we together? It's not wrong to stone, but the kind of stone you pick matters. So you pick a stone, yeah, so you are in picking the stone from the ground, that's unbelief. In throwing a stone with your heart, that's belief. Walking according to the light you receive. I'll teach on that maybe on Wednesday. Are we together? Have you learned something this morning? So male and female are to be found in Christ. So when we want to pick leaders in church, if a woman is more dedicated than a man, we don't say no because there's no woman. We leave that position empty. Because there's no man, sorry. Are we together? Praise God. Praise God. Are we here? Let's pray in the Holy Ghost for a few moments.